听力课堂，听 class.com。
Faith in the Future by Gordon Brown.
An economic hurricane has swept the world, creating a crisis of credit and a crisis of confidence. History has brought us now to a point where change is essential.And we are summoned not just to manage our times, but to transform them. And our task is to rebuild prosperity and security in a wholly different economic world, where competition is no longer just local, but it's global, and where banks are no longer national, but they're international. And we need to understand, therefore, what went wrong in this crisis, that the very financial instruments...that were designed to diversify risk across the banking system, instead spread contagion right across the globe. And today's financial institutions, they're so interwoven that a bad bank anywhere is a threat to good banks everywhere. But should we succumb to a race to the bottom and to a protectionism that history tells us that in the end protects no one?No, we should have the confidence, America and Britain most of all, that we can seize the global opportunities ahead and make the future work for us. And America and Britain will succeed and lead if we tap into the talents of our people, unleash the genius of our scientists, set free the drive of our entrepreneurs. We will win the race to the top if we can develop the new high-value-added products and services and the new green goods,that the rising number of hard-working families across our globe will want to buy. So in these unprecedented times, we must educate our way out of the downturn. We must invest and invent our way out of the downturn. We must retool and reskill our way out of the downturn. And this is not blind optimism or synthetic confidence to console people. It's the practical affirmation for our times,of a faith in a better future. Every time we rebuild a school, we demonstrate our faith in the future. Every time we send more people to university, every time we invest more in our new digital infrastructure, every time we increase support for our scientists, we demonstrate our faith in the future. And so I say to this Congress and this country, something that runs deep in your character and is woven in your history,We conquer our fear of the future through our faith in the future. And it is this faith in the future that means we must commit to protecting the planet for generations that will come long after us. The Greek proverb, what does it say? Why does anybody plant the seeds of a tree whose shade they will never see? The answer is because they look to the future. And I believe you, the nation,that had the vision to put a man on the moon, are also the nation with the vision to protect and preserve our planet Earth.